This year, in a move heralded by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke as large and unprecedented, the Trump administration offered the most land ever to oil companies in Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve. 900 tracts, totaling more than 10 million acres, were up for bid. But at the annual lease sale held today, only 7 of the 900 tracts received bids. The sale lasted less than 10 minutes. In a call with reporters after the sale, Ted Murphy of the Bureau of Land Management said there's never a guarantee that oil companies will be interested.
Well, we never know exactly how industry is going to react to the number of tracts made available. Lease sale interest is unpredictable.
Oil companies ConocoPhillips and Anadarko jointly bid on all 7 tracts that sold. They are located in the eastern part of the reserve, bordering land Conoco is already leasing and developing. No other companies placed bids. The sum of all bids was just over $1 million, an underwhelming result compared to last year's sale, which raked in close to $19 million. Tim Bradner, co-publisher of the Alaska Economic Report, says it's possible ConocoPhillips is already leasing the lion's share of the available land in the reserve with the most oil potential. Bradner says there is oil potential in other parts of the reserve, commonly called NPRA, but that land is currently off limits.
The really good stuff in the NPRA, from a geologic perspective, was not on the table this morning.
Much of that land surrounds Teshikpuk Lake. The Obama administration decided not to allow oil development there because it's habitat for migratory birds and caribou. Environmental groups want that land to stay protected, but the Trump administration is considering opening up more of the area to oil development. There was also an oil and gas lease sale for state land and waters on and near the North Slope today. Officials saw that as a success. The state received more than $21 million in high bids. That's over $3 million more than last year's sale, which was also considered a success.
We feel that the competitive nature of today's bidding is very, very good for the state of Alaska, and it rings loudly that people are interested.
That was Chantel Walsh, director of the Division of Oil and Gas at Alaska's Department of Natural Resources. The Spanish oil company Repsol was one of the most aggressive bidders at the state sale. Repsol is one of the companies behind a 1.2 billion barrel oil discovery announced on the North Slope this spring. Many of Repsol's bids were south of that discovery.